Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Hudson. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Jelinek. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Myers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chuck Aulino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Starr. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Starr. And now, play ball. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock strikes out. McCullough drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Maddock out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Novikov. Frey reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek strikes out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from West and he is safe. Morello steals second. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr strikes out. One out. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson throws to second for 1, and Myers throws to first, and Waitkus drops the ball. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Frey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Starr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Moody now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive towards short. Morello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jelinek hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno is 0 for 1 in the game. Aleno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jelinek. Aleno reaches second base with a double. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0 for 1 in the game. Starr bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aleno moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maddock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aleno scores. Starr moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field. Olsen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Olsen. Starr scores. Maddock moves to third. Gleason moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Frank McCormick. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Maddock scores. Gleason moves to third. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Reds. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Gleason scores. West goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing first base. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aleno fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aleno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jelinek. Aleno reaches second base with a double. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0 for 1 in the game. Starr bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Aleno moves to third. One out. Bobby Mattek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mattek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aleno scores. It's 6-0, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Star juggles the ball. That's an error on Star. Olson moves to second. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek is 0-for-2 in the game. Jelinek hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wimpy Quinn now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Star fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Juice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. Two outs. Wimpy Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Star fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up towards short. Mattek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Stan Hack now playing first base. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Aleno strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aleno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Barney Olson. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Juice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-3 in the game. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.